Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no greater thing than to say yes to the Lord. You know, I didn't understand it. I wasn't raised in church, but when God showed up in my life, He told me that I had to say yes to Him and no to everything else, and that's where I still stand today. And I'll tell you, it takes 24 hours of God to live for Him. Do you understand me? It takes 24 hours in a day for you to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I'm getting at with that is, in my life, and I may be different than you, but there's not an hour that goes by that I don't need the Lord Jesus Christ. I need Him every day, and I need Him every minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm excited what God's going to do in the 2017-2018 year. He's given me a vision of a revival that is coming in America. And it's a revival of people that's coming out of the streets, coming out of a rough time, that's been had hardships in their life. And it's going to change America. It's going to change the world around us. And I'm excited for it. And I'm telling you, we just got to believe Him. He said, I'll say this a lot, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Where we fail at a lot of times in ourself is we just quit believing. You got to believe. Amen. We're going to start in the book of Malachi. And that's how I was seeking the Lord today, because I don't just come out here and just give you a sermon that I wrote 7 years ago or whenever. I seek the Lord daily for what He wants for you and me, for this city. And I was seeking the Lord, and I said, Lord, I said, what do You want for the people, Lord God? And He took me to Malachi in the 3rd chapter. He said, behold, I will send My messenger, and he shall prepare the way before Me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to His temple. I'm going to stop there for a second. The Lord showed me in this. And yes, He's prophesying of the Lord Jesus and the messenger of before Him crying in the wilderness and everything. But the Lord showed me in this that we are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. Know ye not that ye are bought, you know, you're bought with a price. You're now the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit now lives in you. And you can be filled with the Spirit. And refilled with the Spirit and living. But He showed me. He said, suddenly come to His temple. And He started showing me in the time that we're in right now that church as America has known and has changed over the years, but God's Word has never changed. God's Word's the same as the day they wrote it. As it is today. It don't waver. There's not a new meaning for it. There's not a new revelation in it. It may be a new revelation to you, but the Word is never changing. It never changes. Even the Lord, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He started showing me this, but there's suddenly going to come upon people that have been seeking the Lord, have just been crying out, and it may not even be in the church. It may be in a drug house somewhere that's been crying out, God, change my life because this ain't working. Lord, do something different in my life. They may be sitting in a church. They may be crying the same prayer as the sinner that's on the street. Lord, You've got to do something. And He showed me that we're going to see that God move in His temples. And you got to understand that you are the temple of the Spirit, Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. And He showed me we're going to start seeing moves in your own life. You're not going to have to see it in my life, but you're going to see it in your own life or another pastor's life. You're going to start seeing this suddenly in your own life. You're going to start seeing God do mighty things. And I don't care if you've been in church 27 years, you need the Lord. And I don't care if you're out in the street and getting high, you need the Lord. And you got to understand that there's no difference between us and the sinner that's out there today. The only difference is we've accepted Him now, and there's acceptance is coming. And we got to understand that it's God's grace that all should be saved. It's His desire that no man or woman should perish. It's his desire that America would be turned upside down and right side up with God. I'm telling you right now that we got to believe him. And that's what we're doing in these tents and out in the streets. We're believing God for a suddenly. We're believing God for suddenly to move in people's lives and to put a hunger back in the church house. Put a hunger back in the streets. Put a hunger in those that don't know him to know him. And I'm telling you that it's coming. I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it. And continue with that verse. So suddenly coming to his temple, it says, even the messenger of the covenant. See, at this time, they were in the old covenant. They were under the law. But they're talking about a new covenant. And it's a covenant of grace and mercy. A covenant through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we lift him up, he'll do what he said he would do in the word of God. Jesus Christ come to save the sinner. His primary mission to go to the cross was to save the sinner. Because the old covenant under the law could never save you. Could never save you. It was always a covering, always just a washing, but never a purging. And I'm telling you that Jesus Christ come to pay the ultimate price that you and me could be faultless in him, that you and me could be set free and not be bound by the things of this world. And I'm telling you that we got to put our faith in Christ and Christ alone. And you know, I talk to people all the time. They'll ask me, how come I can't get a hold of this? And I told him, I said, the key to everything in the Lord is don't stop. Don't stop. Continue, continue, continue. Because even if you're a believer and sitting in church, I had a guy tell me, he said, I've been waiting on God for 25 years. And I can tell you by the reading the word of God that he's been waiting on us since the beginning of time. And I'm telling you that we just got to get our hearts that God is for you. And he sent his only begotten son that he would pay the price that me and you could have life and have it abundantly. He didn't come to die on the cross that we might just be barely making it. He died on the cross that we could have a fullness of life in Christ Jesus. The fullness of his mercy. The fullness of his grace. And I'm telling you, there's a great grace that's coming upon the land that's going to take these people out there that's struggling, that don't see the light for tomorrow. And he's going to take the grace that's been given and he's going to increase it to where they can come into the house and come into the salvation of the Lord and become a child of God. And I'm telling you that it's by that grace we'll see revival. And I'm telling you, it's not about filling up any one building. It's about adding to the body of Christ daily. It didn't say when the third day of Pentecost, it said they added to the church daily. The church is the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of it, and we are the body. He desires to do a great work in you. I've seen God suddenly do things even in my life. I've seen him suddenly take something and turn it completely around after praying for it for a year or 2 years. Then suddenly, all of a sudden, sometimes I even forgot I prayed for it. And then all of a sudden, my body would be healed or something crazy would happen in my life. And then he would remind me, you prayed for this a long time ago, but I'm giving it to you now. And I'm telling you right now, we got to trust God and not ourselves and not the government. I'm not against ourselves and I'm not against the government. But our help comes from the Lord and him alone. If America is going to turn around, it's going to happen through Jesus Christ. And it's going to happen through the believers that's walking in the power. Jesus Christ himself is not going to come down here and walk on this carpet. It's going to be Christ in you that walks on the carpet. It's going to be Christ in you that is going to, the power will be in you to do what he wants done. See, whenever Adam had sinned, see, we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're not under a president like this America, like the country is. If you're a child of God, you're under a kingship. That's what it says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what it says in his righteousness. When Adam sinned, the kingship of America was given over to Satan, and Satan now rules and wreaks havoc upon this land. But he has no right in the believer. And I said this probably last night and probably the night before that, but I've had people tell me that God is in complete control of America. If God was in complete control of America, America would be the Garden of Eden right now. We'd be living and not in sin. We'd be walking in the fullness of the gospel. We've got a battle to fight, and the battle is against the enemy of your soul. My battle's not against my neighbor. My battle's not against my wife. My battle's against Satan himself and the demonic realm that he works for, and that works for him. And I'm telling you right now that greater is he that's in you, if you have Jesus Christ, than he that's in the world. I can do nothing myself against the enemy. Even Michael the archangel in the book of Jude, he said, and when they contended for the bones of Moses, he said, only the Lord rebuke you and brought no railing accusation against him. Listen, you can run, I can say a lot of stuff, but it's only the Lord that can fight my battle. It's only him that can take care of my needs. It's only him that can heal my body. Randy, he's the only one that can turn your life right side up to a place that you've never been before. I've seen it happen. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen him take me out of a place that I didn't want to be and put me in a better place. And I'm still looking for a better place, closer to him than I've ever been. Amen. All right, so suddenly come to his temple, verse 1 still. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. You know, it says delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. That word delight, if you study it out in the Hebrew, I believe it means bend. Otherwise, to bend yourself unto the Lord. Otherwise, to bow yourself before the Lord. Otherwise, get yourself. It's not like you're going to go out here and get 5 ice creams and delight yourself in the ice cream to get to the Lord. You're going to delight yourself in the Lord by getting down on your face and getting on your knees and just saying, Lord, help me. I'm a sinner. Save me, oh God. I've messed up, Lord God. Lord, heal my body. I've made bad choices, oh God. Lord, do it in me. You can't do it yourself. Christ has got to do it. I said that one time, and a guy said, Christ don't have to do nothing. I said, according to the word of the God, if I do what the word of God says, I said, then he's got to do what he says. Because he's not like man that he should lie. He's full of truth, and he's full of mercy, and he's full of grace. And I'm telling you that God's desire is to save America. And I keep saying America because that's where I live at. I live in America. I know it's his desire to save the whole world, but I live in America. And I'm telling you that we got to get ready for what's coming. Do you want to see revival in your life? How many of you are tired of fighting a battle against the flesh? Tired of fighting and seeing our loved ones lost to the wayside by the enemy? And I'm telling you, it's time we get in warfare for those that's out in the world that's not making it. It's time we get on our face and say, Lord God, I'll stand between the porch and the altar. I'll stand, oh God, for the city, oh God. I'll stand, oh God, and I'll pray, and I'll seek your face, oh God. But send me, Lord. Do what you said you would do in your word. So it says, whom you delight in, behold, it says, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 2, it says, but who may abide the day of his coming? Otherwise, who can stand in that day? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller soap. Otherwise, he's like a purifier. If you've ever seen it, I've had the privilege in my life to be around where they process lead. And I got to watch them purify the lead and the different chemicals and the different heat that they had to turn up to get the impurities out of it. You couldn't even see them until they turned the heat up and threw the different chemicals in. Then all of a sudden, what I'm getting at, there's times in your life that it takes God to do something to change your life. And there's times in your life that you got to hit flat face on the ground before you can see God doing what he's doing. And I'm telling you right now that God's mercy is with you. He's not against you. He's not against you. He's for you. Amen. Verse 3 is where I want to get to. Verse 3 and 4. And it says, and he shall sit as a refiner and purify of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. The Bible says the judgment begins at the house of God. And I'm telling you, this is not my words, this is the word of God. Study it out. Before the Lord's return, you're going to see a people turn their lives around and get hungry for God again. He's going to draw people in from the north, the south, the east, the west. He will have a bride that's ready for His return. And I'm telling you that I want to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. Amen? But he said, verse 3, I'm going to read it again. He shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. I was seeking the Lord today, and I said, Lord, I said, this city is in trouble. Like so many other cities I've seen, and so many places I've been, and other pastors have told me. I said, this city's in trouble. I said, God, if you don't move, they're not going to make it. I said, there's a lot of them that's not going to make it if you don't move, Lord God. And I'm telling you that there's, and he started showing me, there's some of you that can hear me tonight. You may not be under the tent, but the troubles that you're going through are not because of what you've done. The troubles that you might be going through because God's trying to get you out of where you're at to where he wants you to be. You've got to look unto Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. It's not you that writes your life. It says if you're saved, if you've given your heart to God, that he's the author and the finisher of your faith. See, I can play in life, but ultimately, I'm God's. I turned my life over to Him. I was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, and if you've accepted Christ, and you've had that same payment paid for you, and if you've not accepted Him, He's made the payment. It's time you redeem it tonight. You just say, Lord, right where you're at, you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Save me, Lord God. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm saying. All I know is that crazy guy over that microphone says, I need to call upon your name. And I'm telling you, it's the name of Jesus Christ that'll do anything in your life that you have to have done. So the last part of that verse, it says that they may offer unto the Lord an offering unto righteousness. It says once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, it says that you become the righteousness of God. It's what the Bible says. You may not feel righteous. You may not look righteous at that time. You may not look righteous for years after you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But that does not mean that Jesus Christ has not made you righteous. By faith, you've been saved through grace. By faith, you've been saved through His mercy. By faith in Him and Him alone. And I'm telling you, there's people that's in the drug house that are struggling, but they're still trying to call out on God every day. God, help me. God, help me. God, help me. And I'm telling you, I'd rather hang with a lot of them than some of the other people I know. I'm telling you that it's God's mercy that saves the person. It's not man's religion. It's not anything else. It's God's time and it's God's way. It's not man's way. And I'm not preaching a loose grace, but I'm telling you right now, where sin abounds, grace does yet much more abound. And I'm telling you, God's mercy is here for the people. He come to save the lost. He come to heal the sick. He come to cast out devils. It's God's mercy that sets them free. It's not man. It's God's mercy and His grace. He loves the people. He loves them. If the ones sitting out there shooting up heroin, He loves them more than you can imagine. He said He'll leave the 99 to go save the one soul. And I'm telling you right now, if you're caught up in drugs, just call out to Jesus Christ. Don't worry about everything else. Don't worry about what it looks like right now. Just call out to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, save me. See, I know, because I've been in the hell holes, and I know what God done in my life. I know He took me from the darkness and set me in the light, and it wasn't an overnight deal. It was process after process, but you got to stay before Him. You got to stay before Him. You got to stay in that place. When I got saved, I literally moved to another state completely away from everybody I knew. Got rid of every phone number that I had. And started going to church. Started reading my Bible. Started praying. Didn't make no sense to me at all. A lot of trials. A lot of troubles. I run from God for a long time. But finally, one day, He stopped me. And once He stopped me, that was all it took. And I'm telling you, did it look like I was righteous when I got saved? No. It didn't look like I was righteous, but I knew by faith from what I read in the Word of God that I was made righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and that acceptance that I accepted Him, He made me righteous before the Father. And I'm telling you right now that it even says in Hebrews that you can go to the throne room of grace boldly before God and request in a time of trouble. It didn't say when everything was good. It said in a time of trouble. And I'm telling you, let's preach the gospel and not worry about all man's religion. Let's preach what God says. And the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's more powerful than anything I've ever seen in my life. I've seen God save the roughest of rough and turn them upside down. And they walk into a room and people would pick them out because they look so good now, but they didn't know their background because God saved them. And I'm telling you that it's the salvation of the Lord that'll do what you need done tonight. I lift up Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of my faith, and your faith if you'll accept Him. If you'll just say yes to the Lord, you may walk through troubles, you may walk through trials, but God's with you and He'll never leave you nor forsake you. See, I found when I got in trouble, a lot of times there wasn't nobody to help. Nobody. And yeah, I put myself there a lot of times. In years past, before I got saved, I put myself in some pretty bad places. And I'd call out for help for people that said they was my friends, but I done screwed them over too many times, and they said, I can't help you no more. But see, God got me to a place that there was no other place to look but for Him, because nobody else could do nothing. But when I called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He saved my soul and He turned it around. And now I'm living for Him and I'm preaching the gospel because of His mercy. I didn't go to school to preach the gospel. I got on my face to preach the gospel. He called me. I didn't call myself. He called me. I couldn't do this in the natural. I couldn't do these things that you see done. I wouldn't have this tent or that box truck or that trailer back there. God's given me everything that I have need of. And there's more to come, because He's the supplier of my needs. I seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and He promises in the Word of God He'll add to everything that I have need of. I may not see it today, but I know it's coming. I know it's coming. Amen. Verse 4, it says, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem, now the Judah and Jerusalem are the chosen of Israel, the people of God, it says, then they'll be pleasant unto the Lord. And it says, in the day of old, and now listen, I'm going to stop and take a drink for a minute, but I want you to hear this. And before I read it, a few years back, the Lord showed me a vision, a dream, of a revival that's coming to America. And I know it's coming. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in the air. And I'm telling you, God don't lie. And I'm telling you, you know, without a vision, it says, my people perish, is what it says. And I've held on to this and other things that the Lord showed me, but it was a revival. It was the outpouring of His Spirit. And He showed me the Mississippi River had flooded out of its banks and went way out past where it's ever been. And in that flood, when the flood come down, there was debris, trash, cars, refrigerators, all kinds of stuff that you couldn't see when the flood was up on the land. But after the flood was gone, you could see all this debris and all this trash that was pulled up out of the places that nobody has ever, that you haven't seen it, if you, you know, unless you was in the weeds. And He spoke to me and He said, just as you see all this unwanted things that's been drawn out into the open, will be my revival in the end times. It's going to be a people that are not wanted by society. It's going to be a people that the society has given up on, that have ruled out. But I'm here to tell you that God's revival is coming to America. And it's going to be a people that don't look like a normal people. That God's going to pour His Spirit out in them. He's going to save them and turn them around and set this world on fire. So now I'm going to read this verse. I'm going to start again at verse 4, the first part. It says, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem. So I'm going to change this to the way the Lord showed me. Then shall the offering of His people. So if you're His people, He's talking to you. If you're not His people, Just say yes to the Lord and you'll be his people. And it says, then shall the offering of his people be pleasant unto the Lord. See, there's, and I'm going to stop there again, but the Lord is speaking to me, but just because you go to church don't make you right with God. I'm not against church. I'm not against church. I love church. Everybody needs to go to church. Everybody needs to worship God. Everybody needs to pray. Everybody needs to read their word. But just because you go to church in a church building don't make you right with God. I want you to understand that. Because we read the word of God, we find out that there's a lot of times men and women had the form of godliness but no power. They were ever learning but never come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you got to understand that